Hello, everyone, and welcome to the initial broadcast of Bulbacast. This is episode one, and we have four other people who are very ecstatic about Pokemon in their own way. First of all, we have the Pokemon Wonder from Down Under, the owner of Bulba Garden, and does not need to be introduced here. That would be the one and only Archaic.
Hello, everyone.
Next, we have one of the biggest Pokemon fans, well, in New Jersey. I don't know if he could take me to this, but anyway, it's the man known as Winter.
Hello. I import the games whenever they come out.
And next, we have a person from that little strip of island we like to call Rhode Island, the one and only Pi.
You know, it's not actually an island, but hi.
And finally, the man from California who runs many instances of Pokemon fandom on the net. Pulling the Pokemon Palace Network, Cult Community, blah blah blah, etc., etc. One and only PPN.
Hey, how's it going?
First order of business tonight would obviously be Pokemon Ranger. And judging by everybody has seen the app by now.
Yep.
Yes.
It has looked very, it's a very interesting episode to say the least. Now, the Pokemon Ranger, they portrayed the Pokemon Ranger as sort of a, something similar to Digimon Tamer in some cases, because they completely eliminate the Pokeball and the entire aspect of catching that we're used to.
Oh, we don't know that they don't catch Pokemon, but
I mean in the normal sense. Yeah. In the normal sense, as in they don't have any Pokeballs.
Wouldn't you consider it more like a... Yeah, they just use Pokemon for their needs at the moment.
Yeah, that's what I'm basically getting to the point here.
Hey, help me out for a second.
Made an interesting ethical point there, that they basically consider this mind control of the Pokemon to be all right.
Was it mind control?
It has to be. It was some form of coercion. I mean, did you see the looks of surprise on the face of those Pokemon when the rings encircled them?
I thought it was like they had no idea what was going on. To the Pokemon, basically, that recognizes that the trainer is that now, and you have to do what they say.
There's something to do with tempo, I think, just based on those. Yes.
But in the whole episode, they give us little hints on what we can expect in Diamond and Pearl. I mean,
Ranger
as in the game, because Diamond and Pearl will be a different aspect of gaming altogether. Mm. So yeah, and also, I'm also guessing that the DS stylus is going to be used for when the whole wand capture element comes into play.
So that's been talked about.
You basically, exactly, that's been announced before, actually.
Yeah, but everybody can assume that because you have, think about it, you have the pen, you have the stylus, you have to make a ring, you have to make sure that the ring is tight enough, and if it's not tight enough, you won't be able to take over the mines. Mm.
It's a pity it looked so dicky when done in the anime.
When a move isn't portrayed very weirdly in the anime, and yet in the game it looks, I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, because it's...
Or vice versa.
I've
got to say, the first time that she did the top thing with the stylus and got the Linoone, I thought that it was actually pretty well done. But when you got to the Diglett and the Dugtrio, they should have shortened it a bit more, because they did try to shorten it a bit, but it still had the length of the, okay, come on, just get it under your control now and dig the hole in.
And also another reason is the artists of the episode want to use every single bit of CGI they can use.
Yes, must use CGI.
Yes,
they use so much on the monitors of the little stylus thing.
Yeah.
I guess the
graphic designers that digitally animate the episodes, they like to have the CGI, otherwise they won't have a job. So otherwise we would go back to Kano style drawing and nice 16-foot head of Kasumi.
Well,
What did everyone think about Hinata's character design?
I think Pokemon needs to remember that there is gravity, and it does, in fact, affect hair.
No,
yeah, some serious
no anime has... Wait, does any anime care about that?
Well, I don't know. It hasn't sticked out this much since Jessie came out. I mean, Jessie, yeah, she's got the hair that does impossible things, but now you've got a character whose hair is just sticking straight up, and then part of it that's sticking down. There's no vital reason to it.
Yeah, enough hairspray to coat the bottom of the Grand Canyon, basically.
Yeah.
It's a bottle per day.
No, two bottles a day, more like it.
Five. I got bets on five.
I just have to wonder who the hell would actually go hiking in a uniform like that.
Anime
well, that's
girls.
Probably his deal.
I mean, it looked to me like a uniform you might go biking in. You got the... I mean, you don't even have pants. They're just... It's like a bodysuit that rides up the crotch and then... I don't know, are those socks or pantyhose?
It's anime female. It's anime female. I think we've all learned to come to accept that.
Yeah, but this
their
is...
designs are all irrational.
Yeah, but if this is meant to be fan service... this kind of anime doesn't exactly work.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yet again, think about the Japanese audience and their standards.
Yeah, you gotta realize that they want to see something weird and fancy anyways, because I don't know, they're used to it.
Yeah, they want to basically emulate the Final Fantasy characters. Every, you know, because think about it, Pokemon has ripped off Harry Potter. They rip off Final Fantasy in some extent, and now they're
gonna be ripping off Naruto.
Well, why don't we say that those shows are ripping off Pokemon?
Because obviously they were there first.
Speaking of the ripping off of Naruto, just quickly, next week has a recurring character, doesn't it?
Does it?
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't think so.
Because I've watched the whole entire saga of Kanto and I can't
exactly decipher. Wasn't that Jasmine?
Was it?
Maybe. It could be, because I do. Because obviously she was in the Koga Gym episode number 32, if I recall correctly. You know, making returns at this point of time, you know, isn't really surprising me. Because obviously if they're back in the... If they're back into the original section where they began...
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense that the writers reincorporate the older characters back into the anime just because... You know, it has been probably, what, 5 years? 6 years in reality since they've been there?
Well, that and also the fact that reusing character designs is a lot easier than creating a new one.
Exactly.
Especially
true,
when you've still got the voice actor on staff.
Yeah, because obviously if you have the voice actor that... There's basically probably, I don't know, 5 voice actors to do the voices for the filler trainers. So I imagine that all they have to do is just change the tone of their voice and they'll be able to come back.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
It. Yeah.
Two news and notes. They didn't show who started the forest fire. I noticed that. I talked to TSS about that last night. And the other thing was that...
The
first one, you mean?
Yes. In the beginning of the episode.
Right.
Yeah,
I was thinking
I was thinking about maybe you could tell that the sky was full with dark clouds, so maybe I would imagine that a bolt of lightning must have hit one of the trees and might have started a forest fire. Like I said, forest fires are started, you know, many forest fires around the country are started
almost
like
all.
That. You know, Yosemite, Sacramento.
Some forests, it's a natural part of the forest cycle. I mean, there are some trees,
conifer
trees, that just release their seeds when it burns, exploding pine cones and
that's
whatnot.
Why the
also, due to
a
forest having a drought, also.
Yeah.
Because what would happen is, the original philosophy of it would be that if the forest had enough rainfall, if a bolt of lightning was to hit a tree, it would usually start a little tiny fire, but then would be instantly put out due to the moisture in the tree. The tree was dry, obviously, can't fend off the fire, so it just burns.
But Celebi was there to save him.
Yeah. I think maybe it doesn't really matter where the forest fire came from, since the plot of the episode.
I'm looking through this right now as we talk, and it was there already burning.
Well, they actually said that it happened in another era. It was happening in another time frame, so
it's not meant to matter. Through time.
It starts the episode some other time. I don't think they ever specify what time, but if they do, then
it's irrelevant what time it is.
But,
actually.
Mm. But yeah, it's Celebi in another time. It's in danger, and then it pops into the time, and then that's where Celebi becomes relevant. Outside of that, there's nothing relevant to the episode, so that's probably why they never went into what caused that fire.
Now I wonder though. That's probably that event probably happened in the past, because in the future we'd have the whole entire bushes of thorns already there.
Right, it did.
Because obviously if he was...
The bushes of thorns only grew after it landed in the new time to protect it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would imagine that it would have to be before time, otherwise it wouldn't be there now. If it was in...
No, they just grew on the spot.
He wasn't able to clear them on the last... on the earlier fire?
Hmm.
No, they would have cleared automatically the ones from the previous fire.
Oh, if he clears them. Celebi clears them. He cleared them on this the second fire. And after he got healed.
Then how come the ranger didn't mention that? I mean, the ranger wouldn't have been surprised by them suddenly appearing if they'd been there forever.
Yeah, they did show the vines appearing when Celebi came into their time.
It's probably a different part of the forest.
Yeah.
So Celebi didn't travel through time, but space? That doesn't make sense.
Again, that whole time-space continuum is messed up.
Ah, God, no! Just leave it with cyberspace!
No, it's definitely time.
In any case, getting from that, I was disappointed...
in the sleeping road or whatever, and the original fire? You see it in the second one? With the thorns? Bush of thorns?
Yeah, but my point was there that there weren't other thorny trees in the forest that had been around since time immemorial.
1,000 years.
Maybe Celebi went back to wherever it came from when it disappeared at the end, and then it got rid of those thorns that it kind of left behind.
Actually, it did. I just saw the scene.
Mm-hmm.
He did get rid of the thorns, but he couldn't clean the trees, re-heal them. He's all exhausted, and a tree almost falls on him.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he time travels. Beam, he's gone.
He probably went back to where he was before when he went back at the end. And then
he's talking about it at the beginning. Anyway.
It was a protection mechanism. You just automatically time travel and it ends up where everybody is in the current episode.
So,
why is it always the period that...
I was disappointed that they didn't mention the fact that he has seen Celebi before.
When did they ever mention
that? That bugged me, because...
It always bothers me.
There's a movie about him and
Celebi
and shit. Why did they do that? Like,
he
doesn't remember what he said
yesterday?
I mean,
brainwashing or anything?
It could have been just like 10 seconds. He's, hey, Celebi, such a buddy. Hey, everyone asked him, what the fuck are you talking about? You've seen Celebi before? Yeah, blah, 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 there.
Done. Yeah, it was no big deal. I just saved the world again.
Yet again. Once a year.
How what are the chances that the writers are going to go back to content that is over 6 years old and trying to...
We call that continuity in the entertainment business, and you're supposed to if you're making a continuity.
And if they're bringing Jasmine back...
I think the reason that they probably didn't go back and talk about that... Because it is Celebi, so it is a pretty big thing. I mean, I think one of the big things was probably because it's a movie, and generally they try to be hush-hush about stuff that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is a
whole... You wouldn't hear about the whole Jirachi... encounter in movie 6. Mm-hmm. They don't ever mention that, or the whole...
There is always the...
We didn't save the world. You just thought we did.
There is the whole argument that the movies are out of continuity.
That's basically what is assumed.
I mean, we know the Mewtwo movie has to be in continuity. But
it was only that continuity with one item, and that would be the Hoso 2 special.
No, also with Mewtwo escaping from the gym, which we saw in the anime episodes, and with the Mewtwo Returns OVA.
Yeah, but I would be assuming that when... Let me ask you this. When did the first movie air in Japan? I believe it was 1998, right? Because the episode somewhere that he appears in, I believe it was 72 or 73. Because if the movie was out after then, then it would only be assuming that it would lead up to the movie, because obviously if nobody's seen it and then they come and they review back and then they have movie footage there, it wouldn't make any sense to double back. You know what I'm saying, right? If they released the movie before they released that episode with the whole scene, it wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Because obviously that is supposed to be a plot that is revealed in the movie. Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah.
Because it's a whole writing strategy.
Trying to follow Pokemon continuity hurts my head.
Yeah, trying to follow 430 episodes of continuity.
Or lack thereof. Earlier. Like Blackjack's season. Icon continuity is for the weak. With Team Rocket in their hostel uniforms, anyway.
The other small thing I wanted to mention was that we saw the return of the Thorns, which, if I remember correctly, and perhaps maybe I didn't watch that much, that I only remember seeing the Snorlax episode back in Kanto.
Yep, episode 41.
Yeah, so that
maybe
was kind of...
Maybe Celebi was back in the Snorlax episode, and Snorlax ate those thorns, and it came to this episode, and... Okay, I'm not going to think about this anymore. That's
Wait
not
a minute.
Thinking about that.
If you think about it, it's in a forest remotely in the same place. Because if you remember the cycling road, it was in episode 36, and the Snorlax episode was in episode 41. So I would imagine that it'll be in the same basic area. That it was
Is it the
that
same
Oh,
planet?
Wow. Did we just, like...
Yeah.
Isn't one a Tangela?
I think that might be taking it a bit far. I mean, if they're not keeping the continuity, that would be a bit too obscure, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they did it for fun, seeing if anyone would figure this out. Of course, that's just me.
Some people have done that before, but this is getting a bit ridiculous.
I'm a conspiracy theorist at times. I gotta go on these tangents.
Hey, it makes the argument that much more interesting.
With a mind like that, you should be a shipper.
Oh my God! Don't go into shipping.
Oh God!
We should have shipping debates on the Bulbacast just for the like the Jerry Springer.
I'm for it.
The Jerry Springer-esque sort of the appeal. Like, what is wrong with these people? Why do they care so much?
Hey, shut up! I'm poker shipper, damn it.
Yeah, I know.
Listen to the OPS, damn it.
Yeah, I don't care about shipping myself. I could care less with...
Shipping is something you do with a package.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, great, now we have to have come up with a ship with you in a package. Anyway.
Ooh.
We'll call it first cash shipping. Anyway.
Anyway, back to the topic at hand. Any other comments you want to make on this episode? I know, obviously, the whole battle system we talked about. I know we talked about the subtlety reference. I know we talked about any other valid reasoning behind this.
I liked that they were all riding off on bikes at the end. That's something that they actually don't use enough, the bikes.
They probably borrowed them, or they...
That's what they did last time they were on the cycling road, right?
From the sounds of it, they borrowed them at the gate to cycling road, and then...
About his bike issues.
Yeah, you don't want people stealing your bikes now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the
or people frying them with
Pikachus. Thing.
Exactly.
Or people frying them with Pikachus. Like Ash, with every bike he meets, ever.
Yeah,
anyway.
Dies. A violent death. The poor bike.
Yep, just another pile of metal to put in the grave, to put in the...
Exactly.
I could just see it now. He gets to the end of the cycling road, and he meets the Jenny there. This was my bike. He had hit her a pile of metal. And these were our other bikes. Hands her three more piles of metal. Sorry, Jenny. You're
it's
never going on
fault.
Cycling
really?
Road ever again.
I'm sorry, you owe me $150.
Jenny, you are never, ever, ever going on cycling road again. Get out of my sight. Ash, but it was Pikachu! Oh, I don't care! You killed my bikes!
Well, speaking of the bikes, actually, you would think, with all the Pokemon battles Ash wins, or that we can assume he wins, that he could easily afford to buy a bike. Why are they constantly referred to as being poor?
But yet again, you have to consider about...
I wish Team... Bikes. Oh, sorry.
Oh, everybody talking about one?
Yeah, actually, what the fuck were Team Rocket thinking? Their mecha wasn't even resistant to electricity.
But yet again...
How the fuck did that happen?
Didn't they learn that like a long time ago?
They've learned
that about 600 times. And incorporated it into every episode ever? And Ash is like, Pikachu, attack! And then Team Rocket's like, it's a resistant to electricity. And Ash is like, I didn't expect that, even though you did that, 50,000 times in the past.
You see, if they'd established that as Ash figuring out, they're always going to be resistant to electricity, I won't attack with electricity, and Team Rocket going, he's not going to attack with electricity, we can not put in the resistance stuff and save ourselves a bit of cash,
ahead of time.
Yeah, but yet again, there has been about 50 situations where obviously electricity didn't work. Maybe more than that, 200, I'd say.
At least.
Yeah, but yeah.
How many of them
involved? That goes back to the Team Rocket holes too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, building the holes.
How could Ash keep falling into the same hole, same trap over and over and over and over again? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yet again, name an episode that they've fallen into a hole. It hasn't been there for about, I don't know, since then I could remember about.
It's been a while, but I'm just saying it's the same idea.
Repetition and...
Use Thunder.
I thought it was interesting in this episode how they had Team Rocket in the mecha, and then they easily got rid of the mecha, and then they had the Team Rocket just land right where they got blasted off, and then they had the big battle, and then they blasted Team Rocket off again, and then you had the mecha... explode. I mean, it was obvious that they just had the mecha in there for the sake of having something start a fire. You know?
Mm.
That's probably why they didn't make it resistant to electricity. They're like, we gotta come up with something that'll burn this forest down.
That or they just like to have huge explosions, like about 20 C4s going off.
Yeah.
Pikachu's thunderbolts, which used to just jolt, now causing big kabooms.
Yeah, but
yet
again, you have to consider that the shock has become the bolt. You haven't seen Pikachu use
What is he, level 185 or something?
350.
He's...
When did Pikachu meet the missing, though? Anyway.
That'll be a great episode.
Another thing I found interesting was how physical the Pokemon Ranger was. She didn't rely on Pokemon, really, to stop that mecha. She chased after it on foot and somehow caught up.
Yeah.
Well, that's because all the people in Pokemon are superhumans. Have I ever shown you the screenshot of Brock throwing his fortress like a baseball, which is like a 200-something-pound Pokemon? I still haven't figured out the physics of that, but I'm pretty sure he is, super
it's
strong.
It's anime physics! It's what? Not meant to make sense!
I know!
Hammer Space!
Tell me, when has the anime made any relevant sense to the... to the real world? Tell me when, in terms of physical stature and all that.
True, but if you're
never,
if you're gonna point out that she's chasing down the mecha, so what? I mean, they can chase down a mecha, no problem. They could probably chase down these super fast Pokemon, no problem.
Probably chase a Ferrari and they still probably catch up. I don't know.
It's like, hey Gary, chase after his car.
It's like somebody's putting on
Sonic
shoes. I don't know. Yeah, anime makes no sense anyway.
Well, actually, I do have one example. In the Battle Arena episode, every one of the gang took off their shoes, and in Japanese culture, you take off your shoes before you enter a house.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I have a screenshot of that.
Because, Japanese customs, it's just integrated into the whole anime.
Yeah, customs are good, physics are bad.
That's right.
I like the customs, but sorry.
Pokemon world.
But sorry, lifting a 200-pound object over your head isn't working.
With one hand.
Yeah, one hand.
And then throwing it a large distance.
Throwing it like a shot put, and then it just landing about 50 yards away. It's not
in the mouth of a giant Spinda robot. Although, anyway.
Well, I have one example, but it's just way off topic regarding anime in general.
Should I say it? Go right ahead.
Well, in Hokuto no Ken, which is known as Fist of the North Star here, there was a move that is actually used by a Japanese wrestler named Jushin Liger. The shooting star press. And he actually got that from the Hokuto no Ken anime.
Huh.
Interesting.
That's cool.
Very.
Now, back to Pocket Monsters.
Hmm. Now, what about this whole Movie 9 concept coming up? Because I know that the preview has been announced this week, and everybody's speculating.
Okay, I haven't heard or seen anything about that yet. I haven't had the time to look it up, so fill me in.
So, apparently, if you go to the PM.net site, they have a link to the Japanese trailer of Movie 9.
Okay.
And apparently, it has a Pokemon Ranger in there, but a lot of people are speculating that he might be part of Team Aqua. Because he has a similar symbol on the back of him.
The previews... There's a poster that shows him doing the capture thing, kind of like what the female ranger in this episode was doing.
Yeah.
But it was kind of cooler looking on the poster.
Yeah.
He's doing it to a Kyogre, actually. Which is...
Yeah, yeah, and a lot of people have been asking on BMG, how is that possible? But yet again, like I said, anything in the anime is possible.
You can catch the legendaries with Pokeballs. You just have to throw a lot of them.
Yeah, but I believe it was... about writing him or something? I'm not really certain about it. Writing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it was a Mantine, and he was kind of grabbing onto the bottom.
Right,
and
thing. Yeah.
He was, like, grabbing onto the bottom somehow, and nobody could quite figure out how.
Magic wand. I thought of Rangers as more of a job, more like the Jennies or Joys, rather than actually being a...
I've kind of
like
put them
trainers.
I kind of put them with trainers and coordinators and breeders, if only for the fact that in the games you have the breeders and the rangers. They almost go hand in hand. You've got a male one and a female one, and you have maybe two of each in the game if you're lucky.
Yeah, maybe they're more area based, like the one in Movie 9's the ocean, that particular ocean's ranger, or that part of the ocean's ranger.
Yep.
Like a poker.
Oh, and we should probably mention the name before.
Yeah, exactly. Like a job, not the hobby.
Like a park ranger. They oversee whatever happens in that area. And they just happen to use Pokemon as a tool with that capture wand thingy majigger.
Mm. I think that just summarizes the whole thing right there. Makes,
there you go.
I think it answered so many people's questions.
Yay.
I still don't see how he could actually succeed in capturing a legendary Pokemon, though.
Yeah.
And we should probably define that for the listeners. We should probably define that for the listeners, because that's really weird that they use the term capture for their mind control bits here.
Capture, more like hypnotism?
Yeah, it's...
Versus a physical capture?
Yeah, but use of the word capture for it seems really
strange. Well, that could be just
strange.
A translation issue.
Besides the capture thing and, like, our own, oh my god, it's hypnotism, there's actually a lot of things that made it seem more like getting on the same level with them. I mean, when she succeeded, there was the little screen and it actually had, like, the colors coming out in a circle, kind of at, like, a same rate, and all the... And the Pokemon were like, weren't like,
they're
like, yeah, let's go.
Now you're on your mind.
Maybe that's a monitor for their brain waves.
Yeah, maybe this is something really high-tech-type brain wave.
And maybe she's using that whole entire PDA/phone/everything device, too.
While we're talking about the workings of it, I gotta know, what's Plusle's role in it? Because Plusle...
He's the one actually doing the controlling.
Is he?
Yep.
She said something with Plusle, and she went blah 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 blah, and then she gave the command, and they did it. And I didn't understand what exactly Plusle was doing.
All right, wait. I'm looking at this poster here.
Yeah.
He has no other Pokemon in that screenshot, in that poster shot.
And.
Considering that
in the Plusle controlling it in the episode,
The movie will not come out.
Yeah, that's right. He didn't
months,
have.
So
yeah.
They don't
have in the little preview thing they showed, he did like something to a Mantine, and I didn't see any like Plusle or Minun or anything help.
Or any other Pokemon there that he's using them to.
In the preview, he just does the capture thing. The Mantine control. Comes out and he flies away on it, defying
again,
all laws of physics.
It might not be strictly.
This
might not
be a teaser. Sorry. But,
it might not be strictly necessary, depending on the experience of the ranger. Someone
that's
who's
a possibility.
Maybe
yeah.
Plusle was just helping out, like the cheerleading thing that it always does.
No, it seemed like he was. Have you seen people using signal flags to direct aircraft? It sort of seems something like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
It seemed more like a cheer to me. It was kind of just like back forth. There was no like signally about it. It was.
Yeah,
more
but yet again. Signals can come in many forms and shapes.
No,
true.
Actually, Plusle only did that thing initially. He afterwards, all the commands came directly from Hinata.
Yeah, like with the Linon. I don't know how to say it. Is it Linon or Linon?
He's a looking thing.
Well,
do
Pokemon understand human speech natively?
They seem to.
Was he telling them how to understand what the fuck she was going to say?
There hasn't been any case that I could think of where like a Pokemon was like, I have no idea what you are saying. They all seem to understand the humans pretty readily. It's the humans trying to understand the Pokemon that you get the problem with. Pikachu's charades.
It's like a person who knows another language just by hearing it, but they can't speak it.
I think it has to do with like Pokemon's empathy, because you know there's all those themes with like the Pokemon know that something bad's gonna happen, and then they're like, oh no, the Pokemon knows something bad's gonna happen, but what? And then all the Pokemon are running for their lives, and all the people are running to the source of the problem because that's smart. But anyway.
There is no confirmed date for Ranger or Diamond and Pearl. I've checked a couple import sites. I've checked Pokemon of Japan, the official website there. I've checked Game Freak. Nothing is certain.
Nothing's released on it.
I thought Ranger was supposed to come in this year, but obviously I got it confused with Mysterious Dungeon.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It originally was... When they announced it, they said it was going to be late 2005. They revised that really quick to a 2006 date, open date, no date given type thing.
Right.
Now I'm hearing late 2006 in a rumor mill.
Maybe they just haven't made up their minds yet.
I don't think they can afford to wait until late 2006. They need some killer apps on the DS right now.
Movie 9, we know it's scheduled for, July? 15th?
July 17th.
July 17th.
I believe it's July 17th, or 14th. Or
should be somewhere 15th. Around there, at least.
Yeah,
when
has to be around the same time as Movie 8.
Well, the trailer says the 15th, so...
Yeah, well, I guess it is 15th. I was getting it confused.
Yeah, 7/15. It's supposed to launch simultaneously with the Ranger game.
Mm.
At least that was the original plan. Now, if that's changed, I don't know, because nothing has been said on it.
Well, the game developers do have 7 months, so they might be able to churn it out by then.
It would be kind
How
of
long has
they...
it been since Emerald was released?
Emerald was released in
March.
No, September 16th, 2004 in Japan.
Yeah, that's right. How long is the usual gap between game generations?
Approximately a year.
Gold and Silver was almost 3 years. No, wait, Gold and Silver was 3 years.
Gold and Silver, 3 years after Ruby Sapphire.
Yes.
Okay, when was Ruby Sapphire released?
Late November 2002.
No, Ruby Sapphire. Okay, that's a little odd. I would have expected everything by this year. A 4 year gap seems much too long.
Well, maybe they're planning something big.
I think because
they're playing something big and they're not just being lazy bums.
I don't think so.
Won't know until we see the game.
I think because
they ended that with XD, and that was
Well, then again, they
Coliseum
did.
Coliseum 2 remake.
they did do a lot this like whole generation, Ruby, Sapphire, Fire Red, Leaf Green, Emerald, and the fact that I have to say all those games speaks for how much they did this generation. So maybe they decide to take a little bit of a break, give us an extra year before our next big game.
That, or they want to increase the
Ranger is supposed to be the new Pokemon come in, new generation of Pokemon. So maybe they're having issues with that.
Maybe
there's a lot
thought,
of things it could be. Yeah, I guess we'll have to use a little capture styler on them and just command them to tell us what the heck is going through their heads right now.
Exactly.
Do you have a Plusle? Anyway.
I was going to say that maybe they thought the Battle Frontier with players was going to last a lot longer, but I gave up on the Battle Frontier after about 4 months of trying and having
to screw.
I didn't even bother to get to the Battle Frontier.
I've never finished mine, unfortunately. I've never had the time, and now I've bought all these new games that I'm playing. I don't have anyone around here in Brisbane who I can really battle against to be a decent challenge anyway, and I can battle online with NetBattle, so I don't really have the motivation to go and finish it. If I was going to finish it, I'd buy a Game Shark or something, get the team I want, then go through Battle Frontier that way.
Or you could use a ROM. There's an Emerald ROM out or something. I don't know.
No.
Well, that's not as fun. You and a good digital camera.
And just in case anyone from Nintendo is listening, yes, we do have the original games. Don't sue us just because we play ROMs for screenshots.
Yes, hey, Nintendo, you give them to me. Thank you very much.
I save up my allowance every week that I get it, and every time a game comes out, I buy it with my money and my blood and sweat and tears, and it's usually a used copy. But I don't get the ROMs.
I don't play the game simply because I suck at them.
Reggie is listening right now.
Hi, Reggie.
Games we buy help pay for his $8,000 Armani suits.
Oh, man.
We all buy the games. You know that. We all
do. Everybody legally buys the games. Right?
We all buy the
videos. Right?
So we collectively own Reggie's boxer shorts. Is that it?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't want to go there. I just want to say...
Yeah, I don't want to buy the Tide for it anyway.
We buy every Pokemon card.
Was it Petcha Berries that they gave to Serebii to, like, that Pikachu gave to Serebii to heal it?
Because actually, I was wondering what they were.
I didn't check, but they from what I saw them, they kind of looked like Petcha Berries, and I think those are the ones that heal poison, which really doesn't make sense, because I would expect something that either restored HP or healed a burn.
Well, they have a sweet taste, so maybe the Staraby's nature was something that likes the sweet taste. I don't know. Never mind.
Well, then why did the scratch marks go away? Scratch marks don't go away until it gets healed in some way.
It just rested overnight.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they went away before it rested. Hang on, let me check the screen. Oh, wait, no, it didn't. Oh, they went away while it was sleeping, so there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I think for some people this episode probably came out as kind of a letdown, because usually Celebi means time travel, and the only time traveling was Celebi's. So some people are probably like, damn it! But they don't have to worry, because there's probably going to be some really, really weirder than usual explanation for why Haruka and Yasu are traveling.
Interesting thing about that, because now everybody knows what the synopsis for the episode 157
would be. When are those other synopsis going to be translated? I want to know what's going to happen in the Bonsly episode! I need to know! It has Brock involved! Anyway, continue.
I'm sorry, you have to wait 5 days.
No!
Like everyone else.
I've got a counter in my saying that this is the longest week of my life! Anyway, continue.
What, do we already have the synopsis for this?
We have the three synopses for the Bonsly episode, the May Travel Through Time episode, and the Battle Pike episode.
May Travels Through Time?
Yes.
Where have you been, Art? Anyway.
I haven't been reading these. I haven't had the time. She travels through time, and they didn't do that in the Serebii app.
I know, it makes no sense.
That's the only one that's been translated so far, and in the synopsis, they don't say anything about Celebi. They say something about a time slip, and apparently Meowth is involved too, and those are the only two characters who are involved. And
where are you getting this?
DMT.
It was hang on, Bulbagarden forums, the anime forums, someone posted the Japanese synopses, and then right. I think it, I don't remember who it was who translated.
Probably
them.
Zen.
Probably
or DS.
Right. I can get the page and I'll send it to you guys. Anyway.
Because we have to remember, a lot of the people listening to this cast might not actually be reading Bulbagarden forums yet.
Read Bulbagarden! We keep up to date on these things!
They need to be. We need to. That's the whole point of these
give
things.
Them our address, obviously.
Speaking of which, there will be a Bulbacast forum added to Bulbagarden sometime later today. Just gotta figure out where the fuck we want it.
How about probably the same section as, I don't know, the...
Which one?
The news forum, I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Bondling?
Really around that.
Instead of Celebi, they have a time slip. I want to know what exactly that is supposed to be if Celebi's not involved.
Seymour the Scientist!
Again with Seymour.
Come on, they gotta bring it back. I was actually talking about this. They gotta bring back the Samurai Kid, and they need to give him, like, a medal or something, because he's the first filler character ever. And you know they had bigger plans for him. You just know they did, because they had him in the Orange Island intro and everything. He was special. And we don't even know what might have been.
Yeah, but yet again.
Actually, Seymour was a joke, but what about the scientist who did the Porygon stuff?
Yeah, Akihabara.
They might not bring him back for the sake that, that would bring back bad memories of the episode, and we all know that episode is terrible and evil and will
I like that.
Kill
that,
your
that's body. Actually, that's actually my favorite episode out of the entire Kano series.
I've downloaded it and watched it. It's not bad. I mean, I like some. There are ones that I like better, but it is really good.
The only episode that is computer centric, which makes me happy.
I want to know why they didn't just re-release the episode with all the flashing edited out. They could
have
easily
done that. The Japanese government banned an episode ever from airing again. I think they destroyed the tapes.
Wow.
I think they destroyed the tapes.
But you can still get it on the internet. Anyway,
but yet again, when is TV Tokyo going to rip something from online resources that they know? Yeah, exactly.
But that's so not fair. I mean, they could have. The only thing really wrong with the episode was the flashing. Something that could have been easily edited out. They should have said, "Okay, government, give us a week, and we will give you an episode that is fine and acceptable, and will not give anybody seizures."
It's not like other anime haven't had those flashing things before Pokemon either. It's just that Pokemon had a much larger viewership, and it actually got some people rather than maybe one or two isolated cases.
Talking about 600 instead of. Two or three. Anywho, right back after these messages from your sponsors at Bulbagarden.
Bulbagarden.net, the original Pokemon community, home of Bulbapedia, the community-driven Pokemon encyclopedia, and Bulba News, the only Pokemon news site with a native Japanese reporter.
And welcome back to Bulbacast. We've already discussed Movie 9, we've already discussed the... AG-155, yes, the Ranger episode. Now, we're going to speculate what's going to happen with the Movie 8 release, because as you know, Movie 8 is supposed to be out on DVD December 23rd. Now,
well,
I think one thing
that we can be assured of is that they're not going to include a subtitled version in that.
No.
Well, not by the official company anyway. Not official company anyway, because you know everybody knows what's going to happen.
Even though Funimation have offered repeatedly to release Pokemon subtitle.
That won't be good. Because they'll kill it. They'll kill the whole thing. Because as you know, if you know DVDs that are subtitled by companies, they have the boring yellow aerial text or boring blue text that doesn't fit right. And to tell you the truth,
I would not complain about any official subtitled release. Okay,
me
so
neither.
It's not up. If it's not up to the standards of the fan releases, fine. But it's an official release. People who don't know or can't get the fan subtitled ones, or don't want to because of the grey legality there, can get these easily.
But yet again, you have to figure out what quality they're going to do it at. Because obviously,
Funimation are fairly good quality for their subs. Now.
Yeah, but it depends on their view of very good.
I think it's important just to get this, get the subs out there so people know more about what's happening in the series if they don't know to go to these places and download them. Because for a while, when I was like a dumb little kid, I didn't know anything about downloading things on the internet. I was like, what do those links do?
Soon as the kids get to like age 12, they start getting more interested in actually seeing the original Japanese.
Yeah.
And it's a lot harder to maintain a kid's interest in the show if all they can see are the dubs when they're like 15. They're going to feel embarrassed. They're going to start feeling, this is a kiddie show, I can't watch this.
Yeah, even when they're like 8 or 10, they start to pick up when things aren't exactly consistent in the dub, which they're not always, such as, for example, Brock's mom, who is supposedly dead, except no, she's not.
Mm.
Thank you, dub.
And it's like the whole situations that they've cut out out of the dub versions. Of course, obviously, Takashi's mother is one. Another one would be, I'm trying to think of other ones of,
there are definitely ones that don't jump to mind as easily as possible.
Yeah,
okay,
especially if you have
donuts.
To decipher.
Donuts!
Donuts!
Yes! Yes.
The onigiri
with
donuts, rice balls, whatever the heck they are, sandwiches.
Everybody likes that.
Snacks. What are they? No, if they don't have the subtitles, they'll never know. They'll be like, what are they? Are they candy? Are they donuts? Are they something fried? Are they something salty? I have no idea what those are.
I don't see what the problem is with just calling them rice balls. They see rice enough on Survivor. Why are they going to care about rice balls? They'll go, oh, they must be really poor. They don't have much money.
Yes.
It makes sense! What's the problem?
Because that's stupid. Japanese.
That's what it is. And if they hear this, who cares? Anywho, the movie 8 release will be very interesting.
It's not in theaters, right?
It has not been in theaters since September, and I believe it raked over about, I don't know, 3 billion yen, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, no, I mean, in America, the movie 8 release in America, will that be in cinemas?
No.
I don't even think so. It will just be directly to DVD, and I expect that to happen somewhere around March. Don't quote me on that, but I guess that's my feeling.
Do I have a date release here? Early 2006.
So, plan about February or March. That sounds about right. But the question I have is, I wonder what kind of special features will they have in a DVD. It'll be interesting to see what other things. Obviously, they're going to have the behind-the-scenes look that aired during the whole Pokemon contest.
Will they keep Puffy AmiYumi's song?
Ooh.
I think they'll make another one. I think they're going to make an English version. I think that's what they're going to do. Yeah. Because obviously, Puffy AmiYumi is known in the United States.
Yeah.
They're probably just going to... My bet is they're going to do the same thing that they did here with Chisaki Mona. They're just going to remake the song into English. That's my best bet.
If they do it as well...
Credits of Movie 7 actually have Japanese in them?
No.
A few lines are Japanese?
I don't think so. At least I don't recall. Well, you mean Chisaki Mona? Movie 6?
Yeah.
It had one. The first portion was English. Then you had the chorus, which was basically the Japanese lyrics. And then you come back to a piece of English again. Then you go back to the Japanese, and it fades out to the English. Mm. It's kind of a four part thing.
Yeah. I'm wondering if they might do something like that.
But Puffy AmiYumi does some English stuff, don't they? So
yes, they do.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that if they could remake the song,
they would do it. Yeah.
Yeah, but remember that the production company in the U.S. makes their own rules anyway. So we can all hope that. But
It might change it, but considering
might
the
not,
factors,
not
considering the factors
theory,
that are going into
considering
it.
Considering that they were willing to keep some Japanese in it last time, though, I think that's fairly significant, because it's showing they're not going to reject the Japan-ness of the series as much as they were before. Though then again, with the whole sandwich thing recently, that
don't get
yeah.
back on that. That doesn't have to do with music.
Yeah, yeah.
unless you get me something with singing Onigiri,
well,
that
remember,
has nothing to do with music.
I probably could, but let's not go there.
Anyway,
US licensing division, whatever of Pokemon USA, Nintendo, whoever the heck they are now, just hired a new, or is hiring with one of the two.
Oh, yeah.
Management person.
A new animation director, aren't they?
That appeared on.
That is
news.
Their one of their job description is running the dubbation of Pokemon.
Gasp.
Do you think they might actually take the license back from 4Kids and start running it themselves?
I'm strongly hoping they do.
I mean, after
really
they
damaged it.
What happened with the TCG is they gave it to Wizards, then once they learned enough about the industry, took it back for themselves, and now are running a better organized play, at least in the US,
well,
than any other
organized
game.
Play is much better, but the cards aren't. So they kind of got a double-edged sword there.
Well, the cards are exactly what we're getting in Japan. And that was always the same. Wizards never designed cards. Oh, okay, they did a few, but not many. Like a couple of promos, Dark Raichu, not much.
Yeah, but I don't know. Wizards had a better name with the cards, I think. Because they were famous for their magic.
Yeah, but you didn't need that name after a point.
Yeah,
well, true,
I
after a point.
I play
after the game
I
got
played
established.
Both Magic and Pokemon, and I gotta say, I never really
well,
was
no.
that keen on them doing the
Pokemon
because they do the dark thing really well. Pokemon doesn't have even its darkness is light and cute in ways.
Yeah, no. See, they kept control of the games from day one. Mm. It's always been through the Pokemon Company or Nintendo, whoever's in control of the Pokemon name. Mm. Never had an issue with it. Well, except for 16 versions of the same game with a different name. But other than that, no, you know, sales issues, no complaints, no dubbation problems. Well, some might argue Pokemon names, but we can't go there.
Exactly.
It just seems to strike me that...
Well, we're hoping
how are 4Kids actually promoting the anime in the US, is it one of their main things still, or is it starting to take second string to everything else?
It's about fourth in their list now.
Yeah. Even though
it's still
probably...
One of their number one Saturday shows for whatever.
Yeah, but they're not devoting much resources to it, are they?
Exactly, which is why I'm thinking very strongly is the reason why Pokemon USA put up the animation director position, and B, it's going to change. They're going to either take it in-house or farm it off to another third party.
If they stick it off to another third party, it will go to Funimation.
Now my question is, if they did that, I wonder how they would deal with the Onigiri problem. They would probably...
Funimation
would not touch it, probably.
Or they might make it Rice Balls, or they might...
It would be
keep actually, that for the dubbed TV releases, but change it for the video releases.
Probably.
Well, it could be whatever the animation director decides. Maybe he's smart. Maybe he's been there, and he's tired of the dumbing down that 4Kids has done.
Here's an important is there anyone in the fandom community who has the qualifications to do a job like this?
I can't. I'm trying to get into college.
You have to actually be a real media person that's done animation work and stuff, so nope, not me.
I wish it was you. Then you'd take this under your wing and then we'll...
It would be really nice if there was a Pokemon fan who had the skills and the required job qualification.
If any Pokemon fan has those skills and is listening to this, contact us immediately and we will help you every step of the way.
you came back to me in like a few years, I'd probably be up for. I'd probably be able to do it because I am working on doing animation stuff on my own right now, independently. But like I said, I'm trying to get into college.
We're talking BS degree plus.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get into college.
Skills,
I'm a bit too young. So come see me in a few
years.
And besides, I'm more interested in the game
suit and tie thing, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I didn't need actual experience in directing and creating animation and anything like that, I've got my bachelor's in international business. I speak Japanese to an intermediate level.
Have you done anything in the entertainment media?
My father is a radio announcer, and I've done radio ads.
And this...
Well, radio is not video. Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Video killed the radio star.
Yeah. Need to MTV reference.
Video
anyway.
Killed the radio star. Sorry.
Exactly. We all know that song.
Mm-hmm. But can you sing it? Anyway.
Computer internet killed the TV, so...
Yeah.
Speaking of singing...
But what's going to kill the computer internet?
Speaking of singing, we should talk about our karaoke competition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes! The karaoke competition.
Oh, this is where I'm at. I don't
care. Now, here's what we're going to do.
Now,
every week we're going to have a contest where we're going to give you a very hard Japanese song, and you would have to try to match as closely to the original singer as possible.
We don't necessarily care about getting the notes right. Just get the words right, and we'll be happy. Notes will be mm-hmm. the tiebreaker.
Yep.
So is this going to be called Karaoke Mon?
No, that's a Poor Kids Dumbing Down version. But we could steal their
little intro thing, and people would recognize it—the Pokemon Karaoke Mon or whatever it is.
Yeah, but yet again, I'm against that. So.
You can steal anything we want. Fair use if it's under 15%.
Come on, Karaoke Mon had two perfect girls. That alone gives it some credibility.
How about we call it the Bulbacast Pokemon Karaoke Thon?
How about we try like Boba Ryoki or something?
Boba
Oki.
Boba
Oki.
Bushigioki.
Anyway, I like that.
Anyway, first week's song will be Hara 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 Day Day.
The hard version, not the slow version, the fast version.
Of? Again?
Hara 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 Relay.
Hara 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 Day.
Good, I've never heard that.
Perhaps we should actually
sing the full song, not the TV version.
Yeah. Obviously, we're going to have to make this available for download or something so you guys can practice. So I hope we have a karaoke version somewhere.
I can get it. I can get
it somewhere. I'll check with Zarla. She has a lot of karaoke's.
Okay.
And on that note, we'll be right back after this message from Bulbagard. Pocket Monsters. Visit us at pocketmonsters.net for your latest resource of Pokemon Raws. And make sure to visit us at irc.dejatunes.net. /Pocket Monsters. Pocket Monsters, the premier source for Pokemon on the net.
Welcome back to Bulbacast. Just quickly, now we're going to go through some of the things that we'll be doing with you all next week. Obviously, we've got the discussion of... It's AG-156, isn't it?
Yes, it would be.
Yes.
Usohachi and the Pokemon Ninja School. Should be a fairly interesting episode.
Agreed.
Also... starting next week, you'll be able to call in and talk with us about various topics. So, really, whatever you want, just so long as you clear it with us beforehand, of course. We'll be announcing more on that later on the forums that'll be open for Bulbacast.
Off the air.
We'll be talking more about that on the forums that'll be opening on Bulbagarden regarding the Bulbacast under the Pokemon News forum later this week. Also, we've got the karaoke competition that we discussed shortly earlier. The song for that will, of course, be Hara 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 Relay, the hard version, not the easy version.
And it has to be the full version, not the TV size, because I know people will... It will be kind of lazy, and we'll only do the 1 minute and 21 second version and not the 3 minute and 6 second version, which we all like.
We know this is cruel and unusual punishment, but we're sorry, people. We've got to start with something difficult.
Exactly.
I'm going to be trying it, too, so you're not in it alone.
Yeah, I can only do the last half, so I can't. Don't be afraid about embarrassing yourself, because, well, everyone else is going to be embarrassing themselves anyway.
Exactly.
If needed, we only drink a little bit before you do it.
We only need you to get the words right. It doesn't matter if you're off-key, unless there's a tiebreak.
Exactly.
But there probably won't be, because how many people are going to get all the words right?
Very few.
If any.
And I would also like to take this opportunity to direct everyone to the official Bulbacast IRC channel when it finally does open. The server is irc.dajatunes.net. The channel is Pal and Bulbacast. We'll be looking forward to you there. You'll give us suggestions, or if you want to enter any contests, just let us know. If you want to be on the show, among other things.
And next DCC bot will, of course, be there, hopefully at some time next week, containing, well, right now, only this episode, but it'll have archives of all our episodes, and you might get lucky enough to even download one of our blooper reels when we get to releasing those. We've already created quite a few, and it's only our first week, so I'm sure there'll be plenty there for you.
It happens with all forms of recorded or acting sort of things.
Let's just say that I'm glad we're not live.
Exactly.
Yet.
I have a great story.
We might do a live Bulbacast one day, but is there anything else we plan to have next week that we want to announce yet? Or should we keep everyone waiting?
Nice to keep everybody waiting, because...
I'll keep them
gotta have a little bit of mystery.
Got it.
And also...
Mysterious, like Mysterious Sea, like Fushigi Dane, like Bulba Garden.
Bulbasaur's Mysterious Garden. There's some trivia for you. How many people actually remember that that's the full name of the site?
I do.
And also, we should... I'm actually going to announce this now. We're actually going to have a weekly trivia contest. We're going to have, I believe, 3 questions we're going to post about Pokemon in general. You get those right. And you get the... Well, if you get those correct... and you submit it to us by the given date, you will get your name mentioned on the air, and everybody knows how fun that is.
And we'll have whistles and cheers and wine.
And we'll hopefully get a little prize for you of some sort.
Exactly.
Like an advanced blooper reel.
Or some other fun things like a...
Maybe I can make them a graphic of
some sort. A year supply
of
Onigiri or something.
I can make them a graphic of some sort. I do that all the time for no evident reason. Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll get you some nifty little Pokemon doodad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pokemon keychain.
Keychain!
Yeah, whatever.
I love keychains.
Everybody loves keychains.
That's neat and different.
I used to have a huge collection of keychains.
Bobblehead.
Patch available for 3.51.
Bulba Bobblehead.
2, by the way. Arcade.
Will soon be called Bobble Garden Forums.
Bobble Garden.
If you want to go and create a forum skin for Bulbagun with that, that's perfectly fine by me.
I can make animated GIFs, that's no problem. We'll have like all bobbleheads.
Yeah, but can you do a mouse over GIF so it only bobbles when you actually touch the graphic?
That would take some code that I'm sure someone else on the forums can do. I might be able to figure out a way to do it, but as it stands, the only thing I know how to do is the mouse over, do this, mouse out, go back to this.
Okay.
I don't go for fancy HTML. I just go for what gets me by.
Okay. In any case, I think that's about it for this week. So,
well, that just about does it for this episode of Bulbacast. We would like to thank every participant of this Bulbacast, including myself, TSS Killer, Archaic, Pi, Winter, and PPN, and we all say adios until next week's show.
Arnora.
John Amina.